Okay, let's move on to the next case. And Jan, you had a 63-year-old patient, and actually this is another patient with a complication of checkpoint inhibitor. So we can maybe focus more on that, but maybe you can just kind of summarize the case up to that point.
Yeah, this patient, we approached it a little more aggressively initially. She's a very healthy 63-year-old, very good social support, dedicated husband. Initially presented about 2 years ago with a stage 4 disease. At that time, you know, had mediastinal involvement, and I think has brain mets at the time. Has three separate small brain metastases. And so at the presentation, she had a localized, locally advanced disease with three brain metastases and no other sites of disease.
Did she have symptoms from the tumor?
From the primary tumor?
Either or the brain mets.
The brain mets, no. The brain mets were coincidental findings, and they were less than a centimeter in size.
How about the primary disease?
Primary disease she did. You know, that's how she presented. She was very healthy, that she had cough, short of breath. The primary disease was identified, biopsied. Then we did staging MRI of the brain, coincidentally find out about the brain metastases.
Smoker?
Yeah, she was a smoker.
Current smoker?
I think she quit for a bit. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to take a step back, she had workup for mutations?
Yes, she had all the basic workup, EGFR mutation, ALK, ROS. She did have KRAS mutation, but the rest of them are all negative. Yeah.
So, Govindan, just in terms of what you're hearing in terms of her initial clinical presentation with locally advanced adenocarcinoma and these three small brain mets without any mutations, what would you be thinking?
So the traditional approach is to treat them like stage 4 disease. And if they are asymptomatic, a subcentimeter lesion in an area that is not really causing any symptoms, one could even try systemic therapy and then reevaluate very closely. And if there are times, even with conventional chemotherapy, these lesions either become substantially smaller or they go away. And then these days, you can do stereotactic radiosurgery for those residual lesions. So that's one traditional approach. The other extreme approach is to treat those three lesions and then treat the rest of them with combined modality therapy with chemoradiation. That's a little difficult to justify. If you have one lesion in the brain, that's one thing. If there are more than one lesion, it's a little harder to justify those things. It all depends, like everything else. You know, if you have a 40-year-old, very fit, highly motivated patient who understands that the toxicities of chemotherapy radiation at the end of the day may not end up resulting in significant benefit in the outcomes, I suppose you could consider doing combined modality therapy. But my bias would be to treat them like stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer patients. And if they are asymptomatic, watch them closely and then use stereotactic radiation to the brain lesions at some point.